My Lord Chairman, Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, referencers, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, Ruth Saunders has informed me to be accurate, be brief, and be seated. I promise to be brief, no matter how long it takes. We have just heard a tour de force address from Ambassador Taube. We hold you, sir, in the highest regard. My Lord Chairman, as you will know, raising money for the AIA is a difficult assignment, since it is not an emotional charity, such as supporting the recent Philippines disaster appeal, but educational. There are some here this evening who, having bought their ticket, may feel disinclined to donate further to the cause. This might have been all right some years ago when costs were considerably lower, but tonight is our main fundraising endeavor. So let me explain to you as to why we require your support and how your donation will be used. I will briefly outline some of the AIA activities. The association runs its affairs from a small office in North London, and expenses are carefully monitored. The AIA administers two scholarship trusts. Possibly the more important one is the Kennedy Lindsay Trust, which was established in 1972 to grant scholarships for Israeli students with exceptional curricular vitae to complete their studies in our leading universities. Recently, 82 students applied for a grant, and sadly, we could only offer 20 students grants of £1,000 each. Universities can now charge foreign students fees north of £30,000 per annum for their tuition, so we must try to do more to help. Some of these young students may be Israel's leaders in the years to come. Regrettably, at this moment, on some campuses in the United Kingdom, there is enormous hostility to Israeli students. The cry today is not anti-Semitism, but worse still, anti-Zionism, which implies that the State of Israel should not exist. Another of the achievements of the AIA is to convene an annual conference at the Foreign and Commonwealth Office, which is known as the Ambassadors Roundtable Conference. Here, important topics are debated, bringing Israeli experts to meet their counterparts in the UK for mutual benefit. This year's topic is food security, which is of international significance. This important conference requires funding on an annual basis. Arrangements are made to sponsor senior clergy to visit Israel so they can experience the situation at first hand to assist their understanding of Israel and the Middle East. The AIA have continuous dialogue with editors of our national newspapers and the media. Whether one possesses a Rolls-Royce or a Mini, if petrol is not put into the tank, the car will not function. The AIA has the motor, but needs an injection of fuel, and this is where we look to you for financial support. As Tesco might say, every little help. But to be even-handed, especially as we have a prominent member of the Sainsbury family with us here this evening, Sainsbury's might say, try something different. Indeed, why not? Donate more than you did last year. I do hope that a number of you will consider becoming a patron. This will cost £1,000. However, if you choose to use a charity check, but instead use a personal one, this implies you need only donate £750, provided you sign the gift aid form, and the AIA would receive £1,000. What a bargain. Please respond generously to this appeal. Let everybody be a donor, And those who cannot afford to become a patron, please do not think that a more modest donation would go amiss. Your gift will help the AIA to communicate a more constructive dialogue in academia, the media, Parliament, and the Church by increasing the number of projects we undertake. I thank you in anticipation for your generosity, and I would now ask the table host to pass round the pledge cards. Thank you very much.